was so young. I was so young and free. I miss him already. Oh, 2010, why did you have to go? Why? 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 I don't really miss it at all. 2010 was not my favorite year, so screw you. We are glad you are in the trash heap of history. Hi, it's me again, KBC here with another edition of the Bit Slap, and today we will have no words. Words fail us today, because what can you say? I mean, I have had so many words about Christmas and all this other junk that I've just had it up to here. So today we'll have an all-instrumental version featuring a lot of the bed music I've been using all these many weeks and months. For example, we started with Jonathan Edwards and Valentina. Now, of course, you know this already, but I'll tell you again just in case you don't. Jonathan Edwards is actually Paul Wesson, a supremely talented piano player who did a lot of things like that with his wife Jo Stafford as Darlene and Jonathan Edwards. And that was Valentina. You heard that. After that, The Ventures and The Bat. Pretty scary, huh, kids? The Dick Jacobs Orchestra after that. The Spartacus Love Theme. Remember that from the movie Spartacus? Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that back to you, but sometimes these things, you just have to face them. You know what I mean? After that, The Love Sitars and Paint It Black. The Happy Monsters, Clap Your Tentacles. One of my all-time favorites. Mitch Friedman, our old pal here at the station. Scarecrow People, the instrumental version. There is a vocal version, but not today. Bonzo's Mantra after that. You know Bonzo. Bonzo is, of course, John Bonham, drummer from Led Zeppelin. And that was from the Led Zeppelin album called Coda, made up of a bunch of stuff lying around the studio floor after the death of John Bonham and after Zeppelin broke up. Trondheim after that, the Merzecki, I guess that's how you say it, and Valjean, the Minute Mash. So I hope you all had a good time on New Year's Eve. It's time to get back to work now. The holidays are over. You can take that smile off your face. You don't have to be friendly to people anymore. Santa Claus is going to be on vacation. I think he's going to be gone through the Super Bowl. So that's like the first week of February. So anything goes, kids. Just go ahead and be yourself. And Santa Claus won't know a thing unless I tell him. All right? You can make your check out to me, KBC, care of the Bit Slap. And I will thank you. And so will Santa. So anyway, like I said, no words today. A lot of leftover bed music. You've heard a lot of this before. And I see no reason to belabor the point. So let's get back to our funeral. Thank you.
Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, ya-da-da, ya-da-da-da-da, oh.
Thank you.
people say that sounds much, much better. That's really the spirit I like to see here at the Bit Slap. Nice mindless joy. Where would we be without mindlessness? Well, we would be listening to NPR. That's what. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not correct. I'm sorry. Okay, we have instrumental stuff today, as I mentioned before, and I think I've proven it pretty well. We started this set with the George Garabedian Players, the Third Man theme. And then, of course, it gets worse. We had two from the Frivolous Five. You heard Tijuana Taxi and The Lonely Bull. And then Terry Kennedy and Rudy Perez, The Lonely Bull and The Spanish Flea. Those were not words, those were syllables, okay? So they're allowed on a wordless thing. And then we went into the Spanish Flea Jag. The Frivolous Five, first off, followed by the Many Moogs of Killer Watts. And then, hey, who'd have thunk it? Peter Nero and The Spanish Flea. And then The Spanish Flea again from George Garabedian Players, this time featuring the truly awful trumpet of Harry Arms, and then Begin the Begin, George Garabedian, with, of course, the awful trumpet. Truly awful. I mean, horrible, awful trumpet of Harry Arms. So that brings us up to now. I hope you're okay after that. I don't usually like to get into jags like that, although if you really tempt me, I could probably do a whole show of different versions of the song Smells Like Teen Spirit. Don't mess with me. I'll do it. You know I will. But not this week. Not next week either, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do next week. That's why you tune in, because you don't know either. If you do know, let me know, okay? Alright, so like I said, no words. We're doing a lot of bed music that, you know, I've had it up to here with words of joy and hope and peace and presence and Santa. And just don't tempt me. So we'll get back to work here. Please enjoy, and if not, recover soon. All right, I'd like to point out right now, before I forget, that I have no idea who this bed music is here, the New Orleans stuff. And that was not Harry Arms, who jumped in ahead of time on that little break there. All right, I don't know who that was, but I'm sure he's been taken out and beaten severely. All right, so you made it through another one. We're pretty much done now. We started that set with something from, God, you'd never believe this. Probably about six people saw this movie, and that was from it. That was called The First Chase from the movie Halloween 3, which I'm not really sure was a John Carpenter production. That was the one where everybody had masks that turned them into gorillas or something like that, and it was just really strange, but that's some pretty good music. So, John Carpenter... I'm not sure if that was his or not. If it was you, John, I thought it was a better movie than the critics did. Okay, if that's any comfort. Following that, the ensemble of seven, obviously not all on the same page, and that was Caravan. You may not have realized that because it really didn't sound like it. Betty Harris and Jack Arthur after that, Little Boy, Little Girl, I don't know. Jimmy Masaluki, and something I found this year looking for Christmas music, that was called Sour Milk at Christmas. As you could tell, it had nothing to do with holidays or milk or sour or anything, except it was kind of interesting. Me, Myself, and Me Again, that was Blaze Away, that was that little marching thing. Helgi Schneider and the Firefuckers, that's right, Helgi Schneider and the Firefuckers, I like that name of that band. That was Whispering, and we closed out with another... helping of Jonathan Edwards and his twisted piano, Honeysuckle Rose, okay? So I'm going to leave you now. I'll be back next week with something interesting, I'm sure. If not, at least something torturous and horrible. We go one of two ways with this. So I will ask you to tune in again then and see what we've got in store for you. 2011 promises to be a year. So we'll go with that, all right? I'm going to leave you now with two cuts from the Dean Elliott and his big, big band, as opposed to Dean Elliott and just his ordinary big band. You'll recognize the two things, I'm sure. If not, wait for my playlist thing. I'm working on getting the stuff done from Christmas. Oh, it's going to take so long. But anyway, have a good week, have a good year, and I'll see you later. Bye!